Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2 on Friday, the 8th of June. It's June already.
I know.
How did that happen?
It made me realise the other day that we're 6 months into the year.
Oh, shut
up. Remember New Year's Eve like it was yesterday. It was crazy.
It's crazy. My co-host today, as you can hear, is the absolutely wonderful Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media.
Thank you.
And
hello.
From Molly Moodle's Mashup Radio
hello.
Show.
I hello. Know. Oh my goodness. I know. So I went live yesterday with my show.
You did.
And I had really, really good fun. The intro music absolutely fell apart. And it was hilarious because I think the song, I don't know what happened. And this was, so we're building into it. We're live. Go. And this is what you heard. Like a dial-up on the internet. So I was like, yeah, thanks for that. We'll carry on. It was fun.
It was, you know what, it's fine. And you always have that tech problem, so it happens. But it was a great show.
Oh,
and I loved
you.
Your middle music show that you played, which was, I'm so excited.
Yes.
That's just so you. That should be your intro song. That should.
That makes so
I'm
much
so
sense.
Excited.
Let's just do that.
That's just Molly.
Yes.
All over. Mike, sort you out.
Done. Okay, Paul and Mike. And what's really funny is that I actually introduced Paulie, because Paul was in the studio. It's your first show, it's Protocol. And I kid you not, he played such a big part in the conversation. But he can't help himself. We made a joke yesterday where we were talking about the arts and anything. And I kid you not, any subject you get on with Paul, he's somehow at one point been the director, CEO, manager. So he was, we were talking about Denise working for this art company. And he went, oh yeah, well, I was the creative director of marketing at Howlett. And I think,
Milo Theatre. Milo Theatre.
Oh, I'll make it up. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, that's me.
Howlett's, it's the zoo. He'd probably been there as well.
He was in there, yeah.
And our guests in the studio today are Barry and John from Me Now.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Better bring you in before so you get a chance to talk.
They get a word in edgeways.
I'm so sorry. I'm getting excited.
But it was a great show, Molly. So
thank
if you,
you
did miss Molly's show, if you missed Molly's mashup show, you can listen to it again on channelradio.co.uk/2. Listen again and find Molly's face. Click on it and there's her show.
It's so cool.
It was a really good show. Fantastic. I loved it.
Thank you.
So it is, the 8th of June already. It's like flying by. Last week on the show, we weren't here.
No, we wasn't.
We weren't here last week. There was no live show last week. And why not? Because we was all a bit busy.
Yep. We had the day before, we had the Venues and Events Expo, which was Amanda's event, and it was amazing. It was huge.
It was.
Absolutely huge
phenomenal.
Event, wasn't it? And we did, I hosted a silent seminar, and I spoke about marketing your event on social media. It was really...
silent seminar.
Yeah.
Silent
okay.
seminar. So everyone wore headphones like we are now, and I had to speak into a microphone really softly, but just... it was really difficult. Literally, no, it wasn't even that difficult. But what did make me laugh was Amanda come up to me beforehand and said, "Okay, Molly, you just got to speak so slowly and softly." I was like, "Okay, no, I've got it, Amanda. Don't worry." And then someone else come up to me and went, "Okay, Molly, just remember slowly and softly." And then by the time the third person come along, I thought, "There's people are nervous here today."
There's a pattern here.
Yeah.
But you were brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
It went down really well. And I do believe there was a funny point because just by where you were. Where the silent seminar was set up, we had one of our exhibitors, which was Leisure Kings, and they had a mobile escape room, and they also had some other games and stuff. And one of them was the game where you have to bang the lights competition. And was it Terry Seller?
Oh,
and,
my goodness. So I'm now bear in mind, during this presentation, I'm going full serious. Molly Moodle, the agency director, is in full swing, and this is all you can hear. So this is me. Hello everyone and welcome to the talk. And I'll look over and I'm thinking, who the devil is making all that noise? And it's Terry Cheller and Martin White.
That's
so
hilarious.
I just literally went, excuse me one moment please, I'm just gonna take Terry shut up.
She did.
I did.
Apparently it was hysterical.
And I thought it was really funny. I did look down in the audience and some people weren't impressed. It was only until Bird afterwards come up to me and went, that was hilarious. I felt a little bit better. But and he did exactly what I asked. So yeah. Gracious
like,
for that.
Sorry. No, it was. I mean, we're going to touch on that in just a second, all of the events last week. But we'll say we weren't here last week. But the week before, we had Richard Bell and Gareth Cairns on. And that was quite good because that was a whole GDPR, social media type of thing. So, no, it was fun. Don't look at me like that, Barry.
GDPR.
I know. GDPR and fun.
No, at the Networkers Networking event, we did these little workshops and they said, oh, what would you like to talk about? What subjects? And then Amy from AM Marketing went, GDPR.
Bless her. I mean, bless her. I mean, you know, she put her hand up and said, you know, and she was shotgunned into doing it.
I've never seen... She might have been joking.
and I kid you not, the whole room just went... Oh God!
But hers was one of the busy. There was two really busy ones. Barry's one, which was about
business education in schools.
Yeah, and then they were the two busiest workshops.
So fair enough, fair play.
But if you did miss that show, it is available. And trust me, it wasn't boring. It was fun, and it was just covering some of the points that you don't need to know anymore because GDPR has been and gone sorted.
No, it's still haunting me and my inbox.
Privacy policies. But that is show, and all the other shows are available on bizradio.co.uk. If you click on the extra tab, they are there. This week's show sponsor is the fabulous Zedzi social media team, Zoe and Gareth at Zedzi social media. We want to hear from you today, so we've got lots to talk about, but we do still want to hear from you. We've got a few shout outs on Twitter. Give us a tweet at Bunker Extra with an X, with the hashtag Be Extra and Be Bunker. Let us know how your week's been. How was last week for you? We missed you. Did you come to any of the events? Let us know what you thought. Give us a call. Someday will call me.
No.
Call. 01233220035. 01233220035. And I was really excited actually the week before last. I did have a call in the middle of the show, but it was a sales call.
Oh no. What was he trying to sell?
GDPR.
GDPR. Yeah,
exactly. Of course.
But it was fun. And obviously, you can always email me at bunkerextra@gmail.com if you'd like to come on the show as a guest, if you've got an event you want us to shout about. Please do get in contact with us. Last week was just, it feels like such a long time ago now.
It does.
It was a week ago. Week ago today was Zedzi Live.
Yes.
So we started off the week, you started off the week on the Wednesday.
I did.
At Social Day. And the Social Day was a two and a half day event, wasn't it?
Yep.
Thursday we had the Venues and Events Expo, which was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was so fantastic. The response we had, the exhibitors were awesome. And the attendees, we had fog. Literally, you couldn't find the event centre because you drove onto the showground and it emerged out of the fog. There was an accident on the M20 right at Junction 7 and it was half term. So we had a few little hits that day, but we still had a great
time. Perfect storm.
Exactly.
Wasn't it? Yeah, exactly. Trying to stop you from having
exactly.
a great day.
Exactly. It's like everything happened. It's like, we don't care. And everybody that turned up had an amazing time. The feedback we had was that it was a relaxed environment. I think by that time, me and Amy were so knackered, it was like, okay, we're just going to go with the flow now.
Yeah.
But the pre-event organisation was so spot on.
The videos that you post on LinkedIn are absolutely fantastic.
Lavender Blue Media. Their film, it was Lavender Blue Media.
Lavender Blue Media did our video coverage.
Unbelievable. Yeah. It was so good. They were really, really professional with
very
that
good
last
shout
film
out
well.
To Dave DeCara as well, of course.
DeCara was there. He was one of the exhibitors, and I know he picked up a lot of contacts, which is good, but he also did an intro on the video, which was perfect, well planned by Neil and
yes,
David.
He
welcome
did.
Too. It's fantastic. I have probably watched that about 10 million times already.
Yeah.
And I've got 600 photos to filter through.
Oh my goodness.
I've got film footage of the speakers in the main room to filter through and other bits and pieces. So obviously it continues now.
And can we just give a bit of a shout out to the social media, right? Not just because I helped out, but we got a tweet in.
Nice segue there. Yeah. Really nice. Yep.
Thank you very much. No, but I actually was managing the account and someone tweeted in and said, hi, you come over to our stand, is the Mercury Hotel Dartford, and we're giving away free hand massages if you like one. So
off she went.
Oh my goodness. And you know what made me laugh, right? Is that so I sat down and how they made it feel so relaxed, I do not know. All the towels were set up. This woman called Emily. This is how good it was. Mm-hmm. Emily did it for me. And she, it was just like the best hand massage ever. And it was all relaxing. And then in my sort of peace where I've got my eyes shut and I'm like, oh my God, it's so nice. I could hear, where's Molly? Molly? Has anyone seen Molly? No. Amanda, I think Molly's over there. Oh, is she? Where is she over there? And I'm like hiding and I'm like ducking my head further and further down, trying to enjoy this massage.
I found her.
Yeah, she did find her.
Molly, you're supposed to be tweeting.
Yeah.
I'm just tweeting after the experience.
Exactly. I'm technically doing a review. But it was amazing. Everyone went really hardcore with the stands and everything. I mean, St. George Hotel got Rebecca's Bakes to make some cakes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was good.
Look at me always with the food stuff.
I know, you always. But that's the thing. You see people walking around with their ice creams, with their sweets, with their cakes. There's none of this healthy rubbish going on.
Oh, please, no.
There was one stand, I think, that had fruit. But I saw that they went home with the fruit.
Yeah.
But it was because it's so different. It's something completely different for Kent, and it was a B2B, but not as we know it, as it were, because we had the workshops. There was canapé workshops, there was wine tasting workshops, there was cocktail masterclass workshops, there was team building with Bite, who was making toys for gorillas, and then the team that made them in the morning, they then took them to Port Lim and gave them to the gorillas,
and then
live streamed the video of the gorillas getting the toys, which we live streamed to the big screen at the show.
It was amazing.
It was fantastic.
The thing is, we've got so many amazing venues in Kent. Mm. We've for what we've been doing with me now, we've been to so many networking events, and we get to see some of the quaintest pubs. We get to see some of the massive hotels and venues, and a lot of them you wouldn't even know they were there because you drive past them.
And that's just Kent. And obviously with it, we did it southeast. So we Sussex, Surrey and Essex, we had people coming from. And yeah, it was phenomenal. We've got, obviously next year is the 9th of May and we've already got bookings coming in already. So start on that already. Blimey, I'm tired just thinking about it.
You know what? I just had that sinking feeling where you went, and that's the 9th of May. And I literally thought, Social Day, I've just booked in May as well. So I'm just going to write off May.
Yes.
That's less than a year away now.
Oh, for goodness.
Happy Christmas.
Anyway, shall we move on? And then obviously on the Friday, there was ZC Live, which was a fantastic event.
That was a real
powerful events all in 1 week. We need to coordinate.
Amanda? I worked at all three of those. I didn't work. What social
Molly,
day I was on the panel?
Okay, I have to ask you this one. Which one was the best?
They were all really good for their own reasons.
Yeah, which one was the best?
No, you can't say that. It's like picking your favourite child. You just can't do it.
Remember whose show you're on.
Venues and Events Expo was my favourite event.
Thank you, Barry.
That's just a correct answer.
It was great. And I know there's a lot of social media coverage from all of them going out as well. So
did
if you
see me
of them,
on Facebook Live interviewing?
I did. I have to keep telling you to turn your phone around.
Okay, can I just say it was only your phone that was affected, because I watched it back and it looked pretty good.
I watched it on my laptop. And whenever you're doing Facebook Live, you have to have your phone landscape so you can catch everybody. Not just you. It's not just about you, Molly.
It is. So ZC Live asked me, he said, do you mind going around and like doing some Facebook Lives with some of the speakers? And then we was like, yeah, it's like, in a camper van. So I was like, yeah, and we had the Kent Police Commissioner, Matt Devon, in the camper van. He is 6'5". And I kid you not, I think he had to like extend his legs to like make it a bit longer. And that was really good. He was really good to talk to. Ralph Myers from LinkedIn, Sleeping Giant Media. I just thought, I can't even pretend to be posh. I can't even be like, hello.
You were really good.
Was I?
You were very professional.
Oh, thank you. I thought I'd have a laugh of it. I said to LinkedIn, I said to Ralph, LinkedIn reminds me of like the layout of Facebook with the conversation on Twitter. Now, what's going on with that?
It's a combination of different. And he's like, no, but it's a recruitment site.
He's like, sorry, don't say that.
It's all about recruitment. And we're like, okay.
Whatever you say, Ralph.
Anyway, but it was. There were phenomenal events. So watch this space, because there's going to be more happening. I'm sorry, I've just had a message from Paul. Just to correct you, Molly, he was the board of directors at the Hazlitt Theatre.
Howlitz. No, he's got it wrong. He was Howlitz.
So that's cool. It was a great week, and we love it when there's so many amazing events. I think we're going to spread them out a bit next year.
Yeah,
I know ZC's at the end of May. We're at the beginning of May. I'm not quite sure when Social Day is going to be in June, I think, next year. I'm sure I've seen the date.
I thought I said it was 25th of May. I might have.
Oh, no,
totally
you might be right. You might be right. But I know we're not all in the same week again.
Oh, good.
Because that's just too much pressure for everybody to choose.
Yeah, I just went to all three. And I still haven't actually caught up with it, so.
No, exactly. It was great. We love it when great events are going on. So anyway, let's move on, because we've got two great guests in the room today and we want to find out more about them. They're both looking behind them. Yes, I'm talking about you two and Barry and John.
My mistake.
John and Barry and John. It could be Barry and John. John and Barry. Baz and Jonna.
No, let's not. I've been called a lot worse.
Well, people keep asking if we're together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, frequently.
Mm. That's not a bad thing, though, surely. It's a sign of a great connection. So that's good.
I'm not sure about his taste in men, then. If that's the case.
Moving on.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's find out more about you guys. Right, so what we do is we were talking off air, and these two guys have got really amazing backgrounds, and they probably don't think it is, but I was really fascinated. So we're going to start with Barry and John, and then we're actually going to talk about how the idea of Me Now came on and what, in fact, Me Now is and all that type of thing. So we've got, you know, 5 minutes to cover all that. Okay. So that's fine. No, let's start with you, Barry. So from school,
yes,
you went into the RAF?
I did. I enlisted and went into logistics for my sins and worked on Nimrods and C-130s, big Hercules transport planes in logistics. And I was in the top end of Kinloss. So straight from school, straight from O-levels, and then did further education while I was still working and managed to do 4 years without pickling my liver. And moved from...
But you gave it a good try.
I gave it a really good try. And I moved down to London 4 years later and fell into IT while working in a IT warehouse. And then did so many qualifications, it's untrue. All professional qualifications, Microsoft, etc.
All IT based. Excuse me, I'm sure you remember saying something about merchant banking. Where did that bit come into? You're trying to sneak that bit out, wasn't
it? I was trying to. I've worked in investment banking for the last 25 years.
So that was that after the IT then? Or was it part of the IT?
I was in IT for investment banking.
So IT several. In investment banking?
Yes.
Oh, so you wasn't a banker?
No, and I've never worked for the TSB, I will say now, ever.
Wait, you've heard that on air and it's on Periscope as well now. It's covered. So that's where you've got, and so how did you fall into the job though? How is it just, you just saw a job come up and you went for it or?
No, I wasn't even IT trained, although I'd used IT systems in the Air Force. I was working for a computer rental company in Docklands. So I was managing their warehouse. And when they shut up shop for the end of the day, I would then learn about the computers. And that turned into Microsoft qualifications and turned into being a project manager. And I have ran change systems for several major investment banks.
So basically you just found something that you really got interested in and are passionate about. And
it's very similar to logistics. I now move server equipment around rather than moving freight around for the Royal Air Force.
Fair enough. Similar stuff.
They're very similar.
Cool.
And so he's far more interesting.
John. He's like, yes, what about me now?
No pressure there.
No pressure. So you weren't in the RAF.
No.
But you were in merchant banking.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, how did it all begin?
So where did it start? Out of school, didn't really know what I wanted to be. Moved into engineering, mechanical engineering. Always fancied tinkering about, getting dirty and stuff like that. Went to college. That didn't work. Got a job, apprenticeship, qualified mechanical engineer. That didn't really work either, to be honest. So,
did you just not like it?
I loved it. There's just no money.
Oh, okay.
Wanted to get a car and do other stuff. So I moved into other things. Became a draftsman, of all things. So that was really cool. I loved that. Again, no money in that at all.
We've seen a bit of a pattern here.
There is a pattern.
Jobs that you like, but no money.
No money, yeah. And then from that, just fell into IT. Again, you just meander from one thing to another. Mm. IT support, and then moved into other things. I've worked on mainframes. I've worked on, my goodness me, everything and in between.
The really boring PCs stuff.
Really boring stuff, yeah.
But was you more technical side? So
initially, and then I've run service desks. So I know Paul, we have connections way back when. from help desk groups.
Yeah, so
like
if he would be here now, he would be telling his story about when he worked for Goldman Sachs and all that. Yeah. We'll tell it for you, Paul. When Paul worked for Goldman Sachs in the IT tech support department.
Yeah, so we called up at the Networkers Networking event and we sort of talked old times and, yeah, it was amazing how many people he knew that I knew. And, yeah, we didn't actually touch base at that time, but we knew folks of the same time. Mm. I've managed service desks and then I fell into project management. In both insurance and investment banking organisations. And that's moved into program management, which is what I've been doing for a while now, a major investment bank in the city. And for the last 3 and a bit years, doing me now as well. So, quite busy.
So quite busy. Quite busy. Yeah. I like the way they say fell in, though. How do you fall into a job? Is it just...
Hearing... the business and what they do, and when we were talking at the Networkers Networking event, I totally get it, that how you fell into it, because I just feel like it's one of those things that just makes perfect sense.
The idea for me now was definitely something we just fell into. We'd tried a couple of things before with different things, and this, like you said, it at the time it was a case of looking at something and saying this is wrong, it's the wrong way round, and you do just fall into it.
Okay, so when did you two guys meet?
Oh, my God.
Gosh.
That's got to be...
That long ago, hey?
20 years ago.
Probably close to 20 years ago.
Something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And where did you meet? Both when you were both...
I'd be out on parole by now.
Because they're the middle, isn't it? Yeah. What they say?
Again, investment banking.
So when you was within the investment banking industry, you came upon each other.
Yes.
A spark was born.
Oh, yes. Dear, please,
dear, no.
Did you hate each other to begin with? He's like, oh God.
No, I think we were both of the same sort of mindset that suits project management and program management for investment banking quite well, because you know what the end goal is and the fact that you need to follow procedure.
Yeah,
and it's all about people as well. You know, you're not a techie, you're not a supplier. You're just bringing everybody together to do the thing that they're good at.
Yeah.
And make it happen by the time you want it to happen.
Yeah.
And not spend too much money.
And when myself and my co-founder Stuart came up with the idea for me now, and we were thinking, right, well, what's our team going to look like? John was the first one that we went to, because we need somebody to manage the UK operations. Mm. So it's pretty much from day one, John's been on board.
And so then, how did the idea of me now come about? From what?
So, it came about from being in a restaurant, which was completely empty, just after lunch in the centre of London. And their only advertising was an A-frame board outside.
Of course that was.
So people walk past every day.
Yeah.
I live in Whitstable, and it's very easy to walk past an alleyway and not know what's at the end of it.
Mm.
That could be a restaurant. It could be one of the best restaurants that people have ever been to.
Yeah.
But you just walk past. So we started to take a look at how restaurants advertise, and then it grew to how does a physiotherapist do it, a hairdresser, etc. And there's some bigger companies that will provide static advertising, but it screams, if you build it, they will come type scenario.
Yeah.
And they don't. Mm-hmm. As you know, with social media, you've got to be engaged in your marketing now. And when we started to look at who our target audience was from a business point of view, it was the sole trader. It was the little guy who doesn't have the time to do their books properly, to do their marketing, to order their stock, and then do the job that they got into business to do in the first place.
Yeah.
So how do you then make it nice and simple and cost effective for them to actually say, it's not just what I do and where I do it, it's when I'm available to do it. Because we've all been, as a customer, in that scenario where you're having to ask, when can you fit me in? And you're having to ask every single time.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay you money for you to tell me when I need to change my plans so that you can come and do a piece of work for me.
Yeah.
You know what? When I heard about this, we just had our own personal nightmare with a tiler. Basically, Tom comes in from the flat and he wants to tile the back wall, and he decided to do it. He decided to do it himself and absolutely wrecked the wall. Like, it was just a disaster. And it's a brand new flat. I've only lived in it about a year. And so he had to then get a tiler. So now we're having this chat of, right, Molly, when are you free? Well, what do you mean? When we're all more flexible than I am. Oh, forget. But Tom, I haven't got the time. You're the one that messed this up. So he's like, right, okay. Well, I have to get him in on the Friday when I'm off work. Then he calls a really recommended one. Oh, but I can only do Thursday. Oh, but Molly, can you sit? And it just caused this nightmare. And then when you said, oh, well, this is my app and this is what we do, all you have to say is, I need this. They tell you exactly when they're available and you get it there and then. I was like, oh, my goodness. So much perfect sense. And I literally thought, oh, I wish I had this so much earlier on because I could have killed Tom. and now we've got lovely tiling done, but with a lot of stress.
So then tell us then, what is Me Now? For those of us that don't know what Me Now is, what is Me Now? Over to you now, John.
So nice intro, Molly. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I feel like I didn't really do it that much justice, but hopefully.
That's a nice segue into it, so it's great. So what is it? So so we've created a platform. We've created a mobile app as well to go along with it that you, as a business, can advertise when you are available to service that business. So you could say, I'm a hairdresser or I'm a plumber or something, and I've got no customers for Friday afternoon between 2 and 4. How do I advertise that slot? So I've got no customers. So we've created this mobile app that you can register that slot on there. Anybody looking for that service in that location at that time, it will pop up. So we'll only show those businesses that are available at that time. We won't just show you a great big listing of all the businesses that are available. We'll just show you the ones that have said they've got availability. And you just click on that call button, speak to them. Yep, you can do it. Yep, great. Then away we go.
So basically, as a business, a service providing business, it's like you're managing their diary almost for them. As in, they.
I think it's just the middleman, isn't it?
Well, that's what. So just
it's a horrible analogy, and I've been told this a few times, and I do cringe, but it really does illustrate it very well. Think of it like a dating app. Exactly. It's the business and the customer. You're just bringing the two people together at the right time.
Yeah.
I love how I'm saying, I feel like, it is. No, Amanda, it is right. Yeah. That's what we should.
Molly's one of the team now. No swiping. You can't swipe both of them. So basically, as a service, so for me, I want to get my hair cut. I know in my diary, I've got room to have my hair cut on Friday. So I look on and I'll see what hairdressers are in my area and have a gap at some point during the day on Friday.
Absolutely. One of the best things with the app is you probably have a favourite hairdresser. You can follow the hairdresser. You don't have to just follow us or don't have to just be on our app. Mm. You can follow your favourite hairdresser. So when your favourite hairdresser says, I'm available, it actually gives you a notification on your phone.
My goodness.
And when you've had your hair done, you turn the notification off. So you're not getting all the updates anymore. You only turn it on when you need to use that service. So then you start building up your hairdresser, your dog walker, your tiler, your oven cleaner, all these different services that you use all the time.
It's that favourite restaurant that you can never get a table
for. Well, say that is obviously put it in the restaurant terms. If you want to book a table in your favourite restaurant, for tomorrow night, you can have a look and see if they've got any availability.
Yep. But at the same time, you can just turn on the notification
and they will know.
And it will alert you that they've got a table free.
And what's amazing about that is you totally quit out that awkward, hi, I'd like to go book a table for 8 o'clock. Oh, we can only do 7. Can you do 7?
Yeah.
And like all of that faffing
forwards,
around.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to have to call you back, because I've got to confirm when my sister's going to come. No, such exciting.
Well, listen, we've gotten to halfway in the show. We're going to have a bit of a break and then we're going to speak to these guys more after the music interlude because we want to find out more about this. And Molly's very excited about it.
I am. Which
I'm very excited. This is
No, it is amazing.
In the world where people want things quickly and easily and less fuss, you know, just like, I want to know if I can have this appointment at this time. Mm. It's fantastic. You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 8th of June. My co-host on the show today is the fabulous Molly Wright of Molly Moodle Media.
Hello.
Hello. And our guests in the studio are John and Barry from Me Now. And we will be back after this. And guess what the song is, Molly?
Not a clue.
You get it in a minute. Unless you're not a Queen fan and then you won't get it at all.
That's a no.
It's Queen.
It's no. You're going to love it. We'll be right back.
jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back to the Business Bunker Extra on channelradio.co.uk and bizradio.co.uk. It is Friday, the 8th of June. Molly didn't guess the song. She didn't even know what it was.
I did not have a clue.
She didn't have a clue. I'm so sorry. It's all about the vision. You know, the business was a vision. Anyway.
Love it.
Love it.
There was a connection there. There was.
Yeah, there was.
Very, very 100%. Tenuous.
Yeah. Connection. Oh, no, yeah, I guess. All business owners have to have a vision.
They do.
One vision.
Yes.
There we go. There's the connection.
See, there we go. Got it.
I am joined in the studio today. My co-host is the fabulous Molly Wright from Molly Moodle Media.
Hello.
And Molly Moodle's Mashups.
Hello.
Yes. She's a radio star now. And our guests in the studio are John and Barry from Me Now. And we've just been hearing I was about to say their love story.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
No.
How they
it's
met.
It's true.
Can we edit that out?
But we're also hearing all about Me Now. So it is an app.
It is.
What is your strap line? How do you describe it in 60 seconds? Go.
It's about time.
Ah, yes. I love that.
It's about time.
Sorry, we've got another 50 seconds.
Yeah.
Now.
We
so then I'll go, but what do you mean what it's about
there
time?
There you go,
time.
See? That's exactly it.
It's advertising that they're available. That's the main key. So I'll give you an example. I had a lady ask me on Facebook, how would Me Now help her business because she sells products to beauty salons? So I said, well, it helps your business because we're trying to fill the appointments of the beauty salon. If they fill their appointments, they do two things. They make more money. They use more product. They're going to want to come to you to buy more product. So if you want to know how this helps you, it's not direct. Mm. Everything is linked. And if we're helping the small businesses, and this is the whole aim of Me Now, is to help the small business fill those appointments. It doesn't have to be a cancellation. It's just the gap in the diary. If they're filling the appointments, they're making more money, they're using more products, they're more successful, they need more services themselves, and they can afford them.
So as a service, basically the businesses sign up. Is it free to register?
They get 5 free listings every month, completely free of charge.
Right.
We will never charge that because in listing themselves and listing that they're available, they're actually saying, well, this is on the Me Now platform. Mm-hmm. This is on the Me Now app. What we'd like businesses to do is to use it first and foremost to keep their customers informed.
Yeah.
So at present, you might have a waiting list. Or you might have a cancellation list, and then you've got to have a receptionist ring everybody around to see who could fit in with your diary gap. Yeah. With the Me Now app, the minute you post the listing, all of those people are already getting notified that you're available. So you're keeping your customers informed.
Yeah.
You can then share that on Facebook and on Twitter at the same time. So now if somebody's recommending you, they're recommending you and that you're available. So out of a list of 20 people, if I want a brick wall building, I'm going to call the guy I know who's already available. I'm not going to start ringing the other 19 first.
Yeah.
So you're coming to the forefront every time.
Yeah.
So those 5 free listings that you get each month could be worth a fortune. And it could keep your business running for another month.
Well, exactly. So you're in... It's giving them an extra thing they haven't got to think about. They just know that the appointments, people will contact them knowing they've... So, for example, my car needs service.
Yeah.
I can look up my garage and see when I can book it in. rather than faffing around and having to phone them and then...
And the thing is, we've identified so many different business types that can use this. Anything from what we've called casual healthcare, if you like. So anything from a dentist to an osteopath to a chiropractor, all the way through to other towers, like we've touched on beauty and hair, to restaurants, to builders, plumbers.
Anything that has an appointment-based
business. It's so varied,
So... how does this work? Because I know that you've been in talks with some larger businesses.
Mm. Yes.
How does that work?
So I'll give you a few numbers. This is all the stuff that is constantly going around in my head.
You see, now Paul would love this if he was in here because he loves statistics and numbers. Sorry, Paul, take it in.
But we don't have enough time when me and Paul get together.
Exactly.
That's the problem. So there are 5.4 million micro businesses in the UK. So that's a private business that has under 10 employees. Of those, there are 4.5 that have no employees. So they are sole traders, 4.5 million of those. So here's our target market. Mm. If 1% of those businesses were to use the Me Now platform and just the 5 free listings, that generates 192 million. That's Molly's phone.
Wow.
No.
Professional, Molly, professional. We'll just ignore it and pretend it hasn't happened.
Again, we can edit that out.
We'll edit that out later.
She starts to go, I'm on the radio.
You know what? I don't want to say those dreaded words. I think that was a GDPR number.
Oh, dear.
Those 5 free listings for just 1% of those businesses, so the 4.5 million, will generate around 196 million extra pounds worth of transactions. So those 5. So when you're talking to a larger financial company who maybe has bank accounts, so maybe it's a bank. Mm. I'm not going to say who, but maybe it's a bank. Then that money is going through those bank accounts. There are transaction charges. They earn from that. If it was a credit card company, then the credit card issuer earns a percentage of every single transaction. The small business is the key to our economy. And if we can do something, and that's what Me Now does, to help that small business, then we keep putting those transactions through those bank accounts. We keep getting more services being bought, more products being ordered, etc.
So the bigger companies are interested because it's bringing business through them.
But it then does it on a much larger scale because if they do some sort of deal with us where they can offer the full service, which is 30 listings, which we charge £35 a month for, but if they can offer that to their customers for free, that's 1.2 billion for the same number of businesses. So that's 54,000 businesses in the UK using the Me Now service generates 1.2 billion in extra transactions year.
It's like, whoa.
It is.
And no wonder you get excited by numbers.
I do. I get excited by numbers, but then their numbers that aren't impacting me and our business and what we do, yes, we earn money out of that because we charge £35 per month per business. But it's exciting because... That 1.2 billion is in the pockets of the small business owner.
Mm.
Now, when 20% of new businesses fail in their first year, that will go some way to keeping those in business.
Absolutely. Mm. I think it's a fantastic idea. And ideas like this are born out of going, hang on a minute, something needs to be done about this. Somebody needs to find an app or a solution to... filling these restaurants, filling appointments. So,
yeah,
fantastic.
And it seems so accessible as well. And it's just so easy. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So I guess exactly. So as a customer, I just download the app and then look
free,
for the service.
Absolutely free for customers.
We're really, really new. So if you're a customer and you're downloading the app, then download the app and go and see your favorite hairdresser or your physio or your dog groomer
and say
download this now because I want to know when you're available.
Definitely. Spread the word out there because it's fantastic.
It's just amazing because every time we talk about this, I'm thinking about every single scenario where I wish I had this app. I have a friend who's a hairdresser and I see her once a year and that's when I get my hair cut. This is always this really...
Once a year.
Once a year.
Me too. I'm only getting mine done once a year.
I know. I just literally, the year goes by and I haven't got it cut. And I'm like, I need to book in with Amy. But she's so busy and we're friends. So it means a catch up as well. So I have to book. Like, it's really awkward booking an appointment because it's like, we need to catch up, but I need you to cut my hair. But so if I was to look on the app and say, she's free, I'll get her at the latest appointment on a Friday, 3 till 4, and then book in. It just makes life so much easier rather than having that awkward chatter around it. Because British people are awkward.
And this isn't an online booking system either. This is a big call button in the middle of their listing.
You connect directly to them.
There's over 3 million businesses in the UK that don't even take card payments. Most of those are still using an A4 diary and writing their customer's name in pencil so that they can rub it out later.
Yeah, we start going into percentages of small businesses that have no online presence. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Still writing in A4 books, diary.
And even not necessarily the older generations as well. No. It's
just a system that's been passed down and passed down, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it is phenomenal. We have got some events to talk about, so we are going to wrap it up with you guys there. But how can people find you, get in touch with you, download the app? Find out all about it.
Meno.co.uk. The how page is probably explains the easiest way that people can use this.
So it's me dot now.
No, it's
just me now.
Meno.co.uk/how.
How? Check it out, and then obviously all your social media links are on there as well.
They are. Yes.
Yep. But get on there, guys. Let's help spread the word about this because it's going to help everybody. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us all about
it. Thanks for having us.
And now I understand it. It's fantastic. I'm going to start going to my hairdressers, my nail salon, the vets.
All your favourite people. Just download
you
this
now. You need this app, definitely. It's fantastic. I love when we hear about the ideas that have been born as well and how they're going to help people. It's fantastic. What's going on though? We've got a few shout outs. We have got a few events to talk about. We've had a shout out from our favourite on the Twitter, which is TD Botty.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
He's so lovely. I met him officially at the Networkers Networking event and he was like, hi, I'm Terry. I was like, oh, you are not TD Botty. And that was a great moment. So hello, Terry. Also, 6-2. Tech have tweeted us in saying, hi guys, we have had a fun exhibiting at Kent B2B. That looked really good yesterday.
Yeah, and we have to say hello to Megan because we know Aaron is 6'2", but yesterday Megan came and introduced herself to me because she's the tweeter. She's the one that gets it all
amazing.
Out there. So hi to you, Megan. We know you're listening, and Aaron, if he's about.
Fantastic.
He's not so important anymore. We know you're the tweeter.
We've also got a message from Wib. Hello, everyone at Wib, at Wib Web Medway. Hello, Bunker Extra. Can we have a shout out, please, for our Wib Open evening on the 1st of August at K Sport in Aylesford with lovely speaker Audrey Trapman from at Love Selling One, if you want to check out her Twitter. I'm going to that. That's going to be, I heard the plans last night. No,
the was you there night last before? Night? What's today? Is it Friday? No, Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
It was.
and it is going to be really, really good. And also, huge shout out to the Business Diaries, at The Biz Diaries, at Bunker Extra. Please give a huge shout out to the storytellers at last night's Business Diaries. They were brilliant. Sue Hainsby, Pete Bresser, Victoria Smith-Gillard, Amy McManus and Philip Hansen. I am so devastated that I missed that Business Diaries. I was at the gala dinner at Canterbury. Got nominated for an award, by the way.
She kept that one quiet, didn't she? Snuck it in there, though.
Thank you.
And, apparently, it was fantastic. Oh, Paul went last night and he said it was brilliant. And Amy had everybody crying.
No.
Yeah.
So that's the thing with
have you guys heard of the Business Diaries?
No.
So this is you need to check this out.
Honestly.
The Business Diaries, do them once a quarter. And it is kind of networking. It is networking. But it's
it's relaxed. So much fun.
Basically, they have business owners talking, but their personal journey, personal talks, not about their business. Basically they're given a theme. And then they talk about that theme.
Did we talk on the same night?
We talked on the same night.
Yeah, so ours was journey or travelling or something, wasn't it?
Working abroad.
No, it wasn't working abroad.
Working away.
Because they couldn't tell me working abroad because I think my business was like a year and a half old. I was like, well, I went to Cardiff for business once, that counts.
Yeah, working abroad. I think last night's was the best bit of advice. What happens, obviously, you hear these personal stories, which is fantastic, and it's just another way to connect with business owners and you tend to go and relate. You know, you can always relate to somebody's story or someone from the group's story.
Yeah,
and they're fantastic. And I I'm not sure when the next one is. So it must be today's June. So September must be the next one.
Yep.
In Chatham. But that was fantastic. On Terry's shout out, he has said to remind everybody about tomorrow's. No, not tomorrow. No. Next Thursday. Sorry, Terry. Next Thursday's. It's all gone to pot now. Marsh Breakfast Networking. So it's at 7:45 on the 14th of June at the Ship in Dymchurch. And the pop-up speaker will be Les Moroni from IT support company JJ Systems. So they've been having fantastic response to the Marsh Networking that they've been doing. Terry started it end of last year, I think it was, Terry, wasn't it? And, you know, because there was nothing on the Marsh. There's lots of small businesses on the Marsh. You guys need to get over to the Marsh, by the way. There's loads of small businesses on the Marsh. There was no networking. You know, they do it all middle of Kent and all that type of thing. So Terry started the Marsh Networking, and they do a breakfast networking, they do a coffee networking, and they do an after-hours networking as well. So nice. If you want to find out more about those, because Terry, you keep putting these links in that we can't talk because there's like Twitter converted links, yes, which mean nothing to anybody.
No.
But if you give Terry an email, terrybotty744@gmail.com, or just follow Terry on Twitter at TDBotty and find out more about the Marsh Networking. The next one's coming up next week on the 14th of June.
Love it. I've got some events.
Go ahead, let's go for it.
Right, so I have actually attended one of these events before and they really are fantastic. This is Skills 3030, Network and Inspire the Next Generation.
I'm going to that.
Are you?
I am.
It's brilliant.
Have you been before?
No.
Oh, it's really good. When you talk to these students, you realise how ambitious they are. And when you start talking to them and relay what you've done, you realise how much you've actually done and how you can get them involved. It's really, I don't know, there's a cosmic amazingness.
Cosmic.
You
cosmic.
Feel like you're inspiring the next generation.
You
it's
do.
Fantastic.
But they're really eager as well to get involved. It's really nice to see and to sort of participate with them. It's really exciting. So if you want to go to that, that's on Friday the 29th of June. It's only a short day. It's at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Perfect. It's at Wilmington Academy, Common Lane, Dartford. Got tons of parking there. It's really, really good. Who should come to this? It's business owners, business managers, startup businesses, local employers, HR managers, recruitment company owners.
Everybody. If you run a business, go to it.
I'm doing the Margate one next week.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is another one. For some reason, I couldn't find the details, but next week on the 14th,
yeah,
there is one at Margate. If you want to find out more details, if you go on to the Biz Radio website and look at the events blogs, Paul has put up the FSB 3030. So there's 14th next week, and then what was the date of the other one?
29th
for Wilmington. Can get along to one of those.
Lovely.
Fantastic.
Also a Women in Business Luncheon, which is happening on Wednesday the 13th of June. So not long.
Next week.
Only next week.
Know,
yeah.
Next week.
11:15. Okay. 11:15 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. And this is at the Crown Lodge. It's near Ashford. And the luncheons are held each quarter in locations around Kent. It is guaranteed that you will not only learn things that will make a difference, but you also have fun. No one wants to go to an adult event. We hope to see you at the next luncheon. So speakers include Kubi Springer, Gillian Monk, and tickets are only £31.50. So for more details, the booking onto this event, it does look like it's good fun.
Yeah,
it's www.kentwomeninbusiness.co.uk.
Check it out. We've had a shout out on the Twitter from Pink's Spaghetti PA Services, Pink's Bag_Emily. Hi, Emily. Hi, everyone. Been a bit more of a normal week after the excitement of last week for me, but still getting out and to get some great events. And she went to the Business Diaries last night. So that was her first
Emily,
Business Diaries.
You need to tell us all about it.
We know it was fabulous.
I've got another event.
Oh,
from our Gemma. Our lovely Gemma Fairclough Haynes. So do you have a burning question about HR or employment law? Because it's not always easy to stumble into someone who works in employment law. I'm very lucky. Me and Gemma have neighbouring offices at Dragon Co-working. So I'll go to her and be like, Gemma, what does this mean? And she'll go, right, listen up. And she says it so well and so eloquently. It really easy to understand. So whether you have 30 employees or you're thinking of taking on your first staff member, you can take advantage of the opportunity to get free advice from Orchard Employment Law. So on 13th of June, Gemma Fairclough-Haynes of Orchard Employment Law will be hosting a pop-up law clinic at the HSBC Bank in Maidstone. So whether you want to be reassured that you're doing things right or you have a question you would love to have answered, email lucy@auctionemploymentlaw.co.uk to book your free 20-minute consultation. Only limited slots available, so don't delay. Book today. That's a good one. That's a good one. She's doing that.
I'd love to see more banks doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many more banks using their branches to do that sort of thing. For law, exactly. For HR, for
give the advice out that the businesses need.
Yes,
for sure.
Especially when the business is already your customer.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're running out of time, so I'm just going to give you some more dates for your diary. Tuesday, the 26th of June, is the next Grow Kent Maidstone and Business Show. It's at the Mercure Great Danes. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. Great speakers, great exhibitors. Go along and meet, connect, network, and learn how to grow your business. If you go to growkent.co.uk or bizradio.co.uk for more details and to register for your free place. It's fantastic. And here's another good one coming up on the 27th of June, the day after, is the next Release Your Brilliance at Bridgford Manor.
God, yes.
You're going to that, aren't you?
I am going to that. I'm actually helped out their social media.
It's with the fabulous our very own Sarah and Lucas Bird, and she's teamed up again with the fabulous Deborah Turner and the wonderful Ali Harold, learning how to give you clarity, confidence and the courage to release your brilliance and transform both your personal and professional lives. Guaranteed to leave you feeling empowered, confident and supercharged like never before. To get details and more and to book on your tickets, it's only £30. If you go to Eventbrite and put in Release Your Brilliance, and the details are there.
Amazing. Just a quickie.
Very quick.
Come and learn some quick wins and the latest news and updates on social media with ZC Academy at Dragon Co-working, St George Hotel on Friday the 15th of June, 2:30. Social media moves really quickly. They're giving you an update on what's happening. Go along to it.
Fabulous. Quickly, Barry.
14th of June, Kim's Hospital. We're doing a talk at the after hours there.
Fantastic.
And mostly not about us, which is even more interesting.
Oh, okay. No, we wouldn't know about that. Right, we have come to the end of another show. Seriously, time just flies by when we're having fun. Molly, thank you very much for coming back. Now you know you're a star of your own. I do expect to still see you.
Oh, I love it here.
John and Barry, thank you for coming on to the show. On next week's show, I am joined in the studio by Mark Goldfinch. He's my co-host, and our guest is Julia Bernard Thompson, the Millionaire's Sale Coach. Julia's amazing. You're going to love it. Don't forget to listen in to Paul's show on Tuesday from 1 to 3. He has got another great lineup of guests. And we will be back next week. Tweet us, email us if you've got some events coming up. We want to shout about them. So we will be back next week. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.